Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is March 1st. March 1st. It is Thursday. Yay, it's a great month. A lot of changing in this month. When I was a kid, they used to say, what is it? March comes in like a lion and leaves like a lamb. But I think with all the weather changing, it comes in like a lion and leaves like a lion. Just my opinion, but I'm from Chicago, so you can't judge. But I have today two big dreams. And before I get to the dreams, I have to really get better at doing radio and letting you guys know I'm going to be speaking on March 11th in Arcadia. We will post for it today. March 11th is a Sunday. It's at noon, and it is going to be called The Ultimate Love Story, The Christ Chronicles. And we're just going to see what that's like to start, you know, putting in speaking engagements during the day in different places. And I'm starting there because that's where I start. So it's going to be so cool. If anyone lives in LA and would like to come, it will be, we'll start putting it out, I think, today, just kind of save the date type thing. So anyway, just wanted to put it out there. It'd be a lot of fun. So I have two dreams today. My first dream, and both of the dreams are long. That's why I only chose two, because I couldn't do them all. But these two are long, but they seem pretty interesting. So let's go for it. So tonight I had a dream. This was the scene in my dream. I was standing completely naked in the arms of my partner. He was fully dressed and standing as well and hugging, holding me. We were in a room. We were surrounded only by women. I knew none of them. All women are Muslim women, and all of them were veiled. I felt good in my skin, but I felt much concerns what all these women would think of me being naked. As we were standing there, the only thing I was doing was worrying what these veiled women were going to think of me. But while I was worrying, an old veiled woman who was sitting at the wall was saying something. She was the only one speaking, and she was speaking it aloud to everyone in the room. It was only one sentence, and it was only meant for me, but everyone was meant to hear it. She was saying it, but not loud enough, because it was meant for me, and I knew it was important. I kept saying to all the women in the room, what is she saying? She repeated it, and still I couldn't hear her. I asked her and again, but couldn't understand her clearly. Then, after about three times, she repeated it loud enough, and she said, he is withholding information. This is where my dream ended, and I was surprised in the dream that I was so concerned about what they would think of me. I wasn't even their concern. They were all concerned about him, my partner, his intentions. What do you think about my dream, Nadia? This is only the second time in my life that I have been given a concrete sentence in a dream. Much love, always, Miri. So this dream, first of all, it's telling you a bunch of stuff, of course, because it's long enough and detailed enough for me to see even more, because sometimes people can give me something little and I'm like, oh, and I start going. But this dream, it's telling you, first of all, two things. One, you're focusing on the wrong thing, meaning you're with your boyfriend. He's dressed, you're naked. You go in a room with a bunch of women, you're naked, doesn't bother you. You're comfortable in your own skin. But they're women you don't know. And they're not even concerned that you're naked. And he virtually disappears in your dream. You go in there, it becomes about you and the women. It's not about you and him. And they're trying to protect you from you. Because in your dream, you are with him, but you don't trust him, which is why you are completely naked and why he has his clothes on, because you never know what's underneath someone's clothes. You don't know if they have scars. You don't know if they've been burned. You don't know if they're what they're thinking underneath their skin, but this dream put clothes on him, which showed you two different points of view, two different kinds of people. One is clothed, covered, no clues of what's underneath, and you're completely bare and open. And the fact that you were naked was only a fact that you were naked, because that never was what was actually going on in the dream. Nobody even saw that you were naked. They saw that he wasn't. Now think about that for a minute. Nobody saw that you were naked, but they saw that he was not. When someone sees something like that, they will say, wow, why is she naked and why isn't he? Because if somebody's going as far as being naked, and you're a couple, both would be naked. Or you'd both go dressed. But the symbolism of you being naked is just that you have nothing to hide. But you're not really so sure he doesn't, but you needed confirmation. Because, you know, you love him. You care about him. You're out with him. You're naked, which means you've given everything you can, but you're not so sure he's able to give everything he can. The other really interesting thing is that there were no men in the dream except for him. Not one. And it took women who don't even speak your language, who are so different from you that not only were they not naked, that they were completely veiled. Completely veiled. But the reason they were women and they were veiled and they spoke to you this information about he is withholding information was to show you that anybody could see it. Took you to the extreme, a different language, different religion, different kind of people all the way around. And you walked in the complete opposite of them. They're fully clothed, you're fully naked. And yet, they had your back. They had your back. You being naked was nothing to a Muslim woman who's veiled. That's a choice. They know they have a choice to be veiled most of the time, depending where they live. And you have a choice not to be. But they respected you as a woman. They didn't even talk about you being naked other than the fact that, oh, wow, she's naked. But then, probably the oldest, wisest one in the room said to you, hey, this isn't okay. And it also, there's something in here for your psyche. And that is when you are somewhere, I don't care where, in the world, whatever country you're in, wherever you land, whoever you know, wherever you go to work, whatever that is, you are worried probably about what your boyfriend thinks of you, so you still love him and care about him because, you know, he's hiding something from you, let's say in the dream, and these people told you, so it kind of was matching that, well, what's wrong? But you're still kissing him. You're still crossing a line that probably is going to put you in danger emotionally. And yet you're thinking of everybody else and not yourself. You're thinking what they're thinking of you, and it's about what's in your head that you're naked. But the dream is telling you that nothing matters. How we feel, what we do, is all that matters at the end of the day. If whatever you do every single day in your life, even if it's hard, even if you're crying all day because you lost a job, had a breakup, something changed in your life that you weren't expecting, and it's so shocking that, you know, it hurts you and you're crying. At the end of the day, when you go to bed, if you just tell yourself, wow, I lived another day of life and I did my best, your entire mind and life will change. And I can tell you that for sure because I did that. And I was in a bad place for a very long time. And in the beginning, I knew it. I just didn't know it would accelerate. I didn't know he would get worse and worse and worse and worse. So 14 years later, I'm running out the door. Running. No one could stop me. There was no one, nothing anyone could say. And interestingly enough, in my dreams, my running away was I would be in the house and someone was sent to hurt me because I ran away. Every single dream, I outsmarted the person following me or chasing me or whatever they had. Every single dream. So I thought, well, there's something to that. So I just wasn't scared. I knew I was okay. But sometimes people don't let you get away, whether they have emotional ties, whether they have physical ties to you. But there are people who believe that they own another soul. So I want you to think about how you feel about the person you're with. Do you feel you could change the person? Do you feel that you're blind because you're looking at other things, like thinking people are looking at you instead of thinking about, is this the right person for me? If in a perfect world, if you were to write down three traits that are most important to you about a partner, three, and then see if those three traits match in the person you're with, or at least two of them, two out of three. Let's say the most important two, truth and love. Communication. And if that doesn't exist, you have two ways to go. You're at the fork in the road. Deal with the fact that you don't know what's going on or won't ever really know what the right hand or the left hand is doing in the relationship. Or you decide that you don't want to settle and ask yourself if you are settling. A lot of the people that come to me, not in the beginning because they were new in the relationship, they wanted things to work, but later realize that, wow, did I settle? I should have given myself more time. I should have done this. Or because once kids are involved and family's involved, it's not that easy to walk out, walk away. The holding, and yet you even typed it in caps. He is withholding information. It's like you're waiting for this huge bolt of lightning to come hit you in the head and tell you what's going on because you know and you don't want to know. You're willing to be naked in front of the world. But he wasn't naked with you. Let's say the two of you are dressed and you're going out to dinner. People can see the same thing. You don't have to be naked. The room doesn't have to be filled with veiled women. who you would think, wow, they're dressed, I'm not. They were dressed, but didn't withhold anything. They told you what they saw. And you not being dressed, they knew you could accept it because what they saw was not a naked woman. What they saw was a vulnerable woman. Difference between naked and vulnerable. It's not that they were all concerned about him. They were telling you to be concerned about him. And say that again. They were not concerned about him. It was you. You were thinking, they were thinking something of you. Nobody even paid attention to what you were feeling. You were out in the open. They were concerned about the one that wasn't out in the open. Nothing is ever as it seems. But the biggest message in your dream is to not to worry about anybody else, because you're worried about them, what they think about you. You're worried about your boyfriend, what he thinks about you, and if you're loyal and whatever that might be or entail. Bottom line is, what do you yourself really want in a man? And I am proof. That whatever is in your heart for a partner, you will find if you just know what you want, because that's the only way you can attract it. So many times I hear people who say, I've always wanted a person like this. I asked. This is what I need, because then you can recognize it. Otherwise, if you just want anyone, you're going to get anyone. If you just want a guy who looks a certain way, you're going to get a guy who looks a certain way. But ask yourself what you want in your life. I hope that helped you. It was a great dream. It told you a lot. Listen to this a couple times, because I have a feeling you yourself need to think about you in a different light, instead of worrying what anyone else thinks about you. What do you want? And are you willing to take that risk for it? Of that scary feeling of either being on your own, or you can't look for people. They'll show up at your door. You just have to know what you want. Okay, now I'm going on to, I have, this is Eliana. Here we go. Hello, Nadia. I hope you're well. Last night I had a dream that I couldn't figure out, and hoping you could interpret it this Thursday. Just a bit of backstory. I have so much respect and love for religious institutions. I was raised Catholic and went to Catholic middle and high school, with the exception of 1 year living in San Diego. Whenever I travel to another country, the first artwork I want to visit are inside houses of worship. I feel strongly that some of the best artwork and indigenous history in reference to that community could be intriguing if displayed. So now back to my dream. I'm in a huge, gorgeous church, one I've never visited before, and the lighting was pristine. It was incredibly beautiful in so many ways. I was having an event, and it was dwindling down. The remaining people and guest of honor were all in another room in the church. I was in the great room, and people who worked for the church were in the process of cleaning up, but I knew I could help and make things move faster, so I began to move the large pews, big tables to the center to get ready for a big sweep. A very large man in a dark suit was next to me, and I wouldn't leave my side. He looked like Lurch. He never said a word, and I believe he worked for the church. Before I begin to look for a broom, I realize I have to go to the bathroom. I go to the darkest area in the back, open the door to the bathroom, and begin to pee. Okay. Very soon, I realized I'm peeing on a wooden bench. I think I'm in a large confessional room, maybe the one assigned for the priest. I quickly clean the area with paper towels, open the door, and a very large man is standing outside. He noticed that I cleaned up the area and seemed pleased. In my mind's eye, I plan to come back to a deeper clean once I make my way there, but I don't have to explain this to him. He seems to know. Then in my hand, I'm holding a vase of golden flowers and something else that's just as beautiful, designed just for our guest of honor. I had a feeling that a former colleague of mine wanted to take them, but I didn't want that to happen. Then the guest of honor, Dan, is standing in front of me. He's my former professor from Brooklyn College. He was the chair of the film department and was my instructor for two, possibly three semesters. He wrote many books on screenwriting and was a script doctor for almost 100 films and a very great man, to say the least. He loved his wife, family, and through his lectures, that love emanated. I still have so much respect and admiration for this man. I gave him the vase of golden flowers and the other special present, and he mentions that they are lovely and that he's taking them home. I don't know why I had this dream, as though I thought of Dan in many years or my former colleague from my old job. I can't wait to hear your interpretation. Much love, and thank you, Nadia. You know, it's funny sometimes when we read dreams and we'll have two in a row, and then you say nothing is as it seems, and nothing ever is as it seems. What you were doing in your mind in this dream, which actually is like sweeping your mind, it put things in order for you. You knew what you were doing in the whole dream. You knew where you were. You knew why you were there. You were being respectful to the process. You were being respectful to your past. You were seeing someone who influenced you. But the reason you saw Dan, who's influencing you, is that you are becoming Dan. You've learned from him well. And you gave him the golden flowers like a thank you. And this whole dream is about gratefulness. It's like you've come to terms with, hey, this is how I feel about religion. Doesn't mean I won't walk into a church. Hey, this is how I feel about this man, but it doesn't mean I have to be scared of him. This is how I feel about my teacher. I can thank him. I can serve him in my mind. Pay homage to him. Let him know I care. And I can help the help get things ready. I can handle myself in any situation there is. Even though there's a large man in a dark suit who looks like Lurch, and I go to a dark part of the church, none of that fazed you. Part of the whole dream is that you peed in the wrong place and you were okay with it. You didn't get mad at yourself. The guy didn't get mad at you. You knew the difference between an honest mistake and feeling shame or fear or doubt or worry over any of your actions, no matter how big and scary the outside was towards you. You knew yourself well enough to say, hey, you know what? Made a mistake. Let me clean it up. I'm good. You walk out. Scary man's in front of you. He gets it. You get it. Because you get it, he gets it, is really what happened. As long as you know what you're doing, what anyone else can do to you goes away. There is a huge power, and that's where these two dreams connect. Your dream says, I accept myself, I accept myself, I accept myself. And the first dream says, I'm worried about what other people think, including my partner, who I'm not sure what he's thinking. There's a difference in age between the two of you. So there's a different level of maturity and trust. But both of you have very pure hearts. And one is getting a message in her dream, huge message, that there's something going on in your life with your partner. He may be the guy. He doesn't know how to be honest yet. And I know how troubling that is, because I dated someone that I love very much till this day. But he's not honest. And that got in the way. Because it's hard to deal with lack of honesty, because you never know what you're doing. And your brain, you know, when I'm with him, I was fine because he was right in front of me. But then when I'd find out these little things and I wouldn't even find them out, he'd tell me, realizing he didn't, or he'd mumble it under his breath. And I'd be like, what, excuse me? And then when those things piled up, I couldn't handle them. And a part of me wanted to save him from him. Part of me wanted to show him that he didn't have to lie, that we can make it through anything. But he had the lie for himself, not for me. He had the lie for himself because in his mind, he believed with all his heart that he kept control, because he was so scared of being vulnerable and loving someone completely that he had to hide a part of himself to feel stable. So what would happen is, my unrest was his stability, because he knew if I wasn't rested and I was still there, that I cared. Now, if I were a little bit weaker and I noticed this, or I weren't as mature or whatever, I'd still be trying to fix him till this day. It makes me sad, because I knew in my heart he couldn't get what he wanted. I knew he loved me. But I knew in my heart he wasn't going to get what he wanted, because he couldn't see what he actually wanted. He couldn't do what he needed to do to get what he wanted. Because no relationship can balance itself without all the information being on a table. You know, take your worst ugly, put it on the table, and work through it together. If you can't do that, the relationship itself has no legs. But then you have Eliana's dream. It just sounds like, oh, wow, nothing really happened. Just happened. And what you guys just heard was acceptance, 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 no matter what happened in the dream. There was nothing scary, even a man that looked like Lurch. If there was a crowd who needed help, jump in and help. Get out of that. Be the one that presents the flowers. You can do it all, as long as you're okay with what you're doing. The power of us being in charge of us is amazing, because that power is what people respond to. Energy exchanges with what you know. And for you, Miri, in the first dream, there's protection. There's protection for you. Know that. Follow it. Decide it. Know what's best for you. Take care of you. You guys, I only have a few seconds left. We have questions tomorrow. I'll post the radio thing, and you guys can go ahead and ask your questions. I love you so very much. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.